hold it. Hey, take it easy. Now, just what's going on here?
Why, man, this is a hootenanny.
Away down yonder in a gentle little switch.
Hey, it's Rufus Knight.
A bullfrog tried to jump the ditch.
Hey, it's Rufus Knight.
Didn't quite make it from bank to bank.
Hey, it's Rufus Knight.
I skipped my leg from tank to tank.
Hey, it's Rufus Knight.
Why don't you
come along? The children come along. Oh, the moon is shining bright.
We got the
hey,
Kentucky, draw up a chair, Chicago, and set a spell. Howdy, Maine, mighty glad to have you. Light down Nevada and let the sun shine on your saddle. If y'all feel like dancing, well, sail in and dance.
Hurry up, boy, and on you go. I'm running with it, old man, no child, no one. Chicken in the bedtime, picking out dough. I'm hurry up, boy, and on you go. Maybe the last time.
The Columbia Broadcasting System presents its newest musical, Hootenanny. Peter Seeger, Woody Guthrie, Cisco Houston, Sidney Bechet, Ronnie McGee, Saunders Perry, Hollywood and the Coleman Brothers are going to open up America's big folk song bag for you on Hootenanny. And now here's your host, Johnny Falk from Texas.
Maybe some of y'all don't know what a hootenanny is. Well, now, I'll try to tell you. A hootenanny is sort of a do-funny. It's one kind of a thingamabob. Then some folks say it's a whatchamacallit related on its mother's side to the Tennessee branch of the do-flicker.
I don't quite get that.
I don't either.
Well, to boil it all down, a hootenanny is folks are raising a ruckus with the singing and the banjo picking and the get-fiddling. Tell you what I'll do. I'll get Peter Seeger and his banjo to show you exactly what a hootenanny is with a little touch of Ida Red.
Ida Red, she lives in town, weighs 340 pounds.
Ida Red, I'm pumped about Ida Red.
Come on. Put a saddle on a humpback mule.
Ida Red, I'm pumped full about Ida Red.
Ida Red's about half grown, jumps on a man like a dog on a bone.
Ida Red, I'm pumped full about Ida Red.
Song, but I guess I better be getting along.
Ida Red, I'm thumpful about Ida Red.
Ida Red, I'm thumpful about Ida Red.
That was old Beanpole Peter Seeger, the fastest banjo picker in the country, with Eddie Smith fiddling right alongside of him. Now, if there's anything I like better than a five-string banjo, it's a guitar with somebody picking it that knows how. And we've got that man right here on our hootenanny. Brownie McGee from Tennessee and his harmonica playing friend, Sonny Terry. What'd you bring to the hootenanny, Brownie?
Johnny, I brought you a blues tonight.
Where'd your blues come from?
My blues come from Texas, loping just like a mule. My blues jumped the rabbit one morning, running for one solid mile. But tell the whole truth about it, when my blues overtook that rabbit sit down and cried just like a natural child. But my story is really this. I woke up this morning, and I had the blues all in my bed. And before I got up, the blues was all around my bed. I got a letter, and it come to me by mail. My baby said she was coming home, and I hope that she don't fail. That's why I feel so good. Yes, I feel so good. Boys, I feel so good. I feel like calling name.
Woo!
Sonny boy, I went down to the station.
What you say, man? went down there to meet the train.
Woo!
How can I miss thee? Girl, I love when you know I've got dick, and that's why I feel so good. Yes, I feel so good. Well, I feel so good. I feel like all the jack.
Woo!
Wait for me a little while now, boy. Well, I feel so good, I feel like balling a jack.
Woo!
That blues reminds me of a old boy I used to know down in Texas. He used to have seizures, poetic fits. What made it so bad on him was his family was that it was his own poetry. When one of these poetry fits would strike him, well, we'd have to carry him out in the bull pasture and stake him out of hearing. I can just see him now out there, two buckskin hobbles around his legs, pointing at the dirt and reciting with his head in the air. I often have wondered how a woman loved men. Then I've looked back and wondered how men could love them. Love hits a funny thing shaped just like a lizard. It'll run right up your backbone and nibble at your gizzard. Love hits a killing fit.
What's wrong with love, Johnny?
It always seemed like a waste of time to me.
Now, Johnny, you don't mean that.
Well, maybe I don't.
Well, you just let me and Pete tell you about love.
Oh, can't you see that little turtle dove sitting on the green willow tree? How he doth mourn for his own true love, as I shall mourn for thee, my dear, as I shall mourn for thee.
Oh, fare thee well, my little turtle dove, and fare thee well for a while. Although I go, I shall surely come again. If I go 10,000 miles, my dear, if I go 10,000 miles.
10,000 miles is very, very far for you to return to me. You leave me here to lament and well-a-day. My tears you shall not see, my dear. My tears you shall not see.
The crow is black, my little turtle dove. It will surely turn to white. If ever I forsaken you, bright day will turn to night, my love. Bright day will turn to night.
Bright day will turn to night, my love. And the
was Hollywood and Peter Seeger singing like a couple of turtle doves. And now, folks, I've got a surprise for you. The surprise comes from New Orleans. He's got a little halo of silver hair up around his ears that comes from all that sweet music he's made. He was one of the first people to find out that you could get a wind instrument to sing just like a natural man. He's one of the founders of jazz. Sidney Bechet, playing Summertime with Pops Foster on the bass.
Kind of a love song might do pretty good here in one of these silk-lined New York nightclubs, but there's lots of parts of Oklahoma it wouldn't do so good in.
What's the matter with it, Woody?
Well, it's too much turtle-doving, too much taking it easy, you know. Ain't enough rambling and gambling and rough traveling in it.
Folks, want y'all to meet Woody Guthrie and Cisco Houston, our Dust Bowl balladeers from Oklahoma. Woody boy, you and Cisco give us one of your dusty old love songs.
Let's fly on that mouth organ, Sonny, and we'll put this thing up into thin gravy.
Oh,
pretty house in this old town. That's where my true love sets him down. Takes other women right down on his knee, and he tells them a little tale that he won't tell me. And it's hard,
ain't it hard, to love one that never did love you.
And it's hard,
ain't it hard, good Lord,
to love one that never will be true. First time I seen my true love, he was walking by my door. And the last time I seen his false-hearted smile, he was dead on his cooling board. Well, it's hard,
ain't it hard, to love one that never did love you. Hard, and it's hard, ain't it hard, good Lord, to love one that never will be true.
Drinking and gambling, don't go there, your sorrows to drown. That hard liquor place is a low-down disgrace, meanest old place in this town.
Hard, and it's hard, ain't it hard, to love one that never did love you. Well, it's hard, ain't it hard, good Lord, to love one that never will be true.
Your little feet, who's gonna glove your little hand, who's gonna kiss your red ruby lips when I'm in that far and distant land.
Hard, and it's hard, ain't it hard, to love one that never did love you. Hard, and it's hard, ain't it hard, good Lord, to love one that never will be true.
Little feet, good love my little hand. Sister can kiss my red ruby lips. I'm in that far and distant land.
Hard, and it's hard, ain't it hard, to love one that never did love you. Hard, and it's hard, ain't it hard, good Lord, to love one that never will be true.
You know, folks, it's hard to tell just what part of the country Woody Guthrie is from. Oklahoma and New York both claim Woody. New York claims he's from Oklahoma, and Oklahoma claims he's from New York.
Anyhow, I ain't from Texas.
Oh, well, wait a minute. What's the matter with Texas?
Well, Texas never would have been there in the first place if it hadn't blowed down from Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's just the trouble with Oklahoma, that dust. They tell me it's so dusty up there, Woody, that the buzzards have to wear goggles and fly backwards to keep them choking to death.
Well, anyhow, folks, it's time to rise above now the paltry entanglements of personalities. On to higher planes, meditation and art, literature, philosophy, culture. So you see before yourself here an Oklahomian. Nothing up my sleeve, nothing in my pockets. Nothing in my pocketbook. And nothing. Just got a pretty good little piece of advice here. Don't cost you nothing to listen to it. Goes a little like this. If you want to get to heaven, I can tell you what to do. You grease your feet with a mutton stew. Then you slide out of the devil's hands and you ooze over to the promised land. You go easy and you go greasy. Standing in the corner by the mantelpiece, standing in the corner by a bucket of grease, I stuck my foot in that bucket of grease. I went slipping up and down the mantelpiece and hunting matches, cigarette stubs, chewing tobacco. Well, my old mistress promised me that when she died, she'd set me free. She lived so long that her head got bald, she gave up the notion of ever dying at all. She's too tough to die. Too darn mean. Down in the hen house late last night, it's awful dark, it didn't have no light. Reached for a chicken and I got me a goose. A man come out, I had to turn him loose. I made a new door. Hit a rose bush. And some plowed ground. Ain't no use in me working so hard because I've got a gal in the rich folks' yard, and when they kill a chicken, she sends me the feet. Thinks I'm working, I'm loafing on the street. Listening to the gossip, watching the traffic lights. Well, there ain't no use in me working so hard because I got a gal in the rich folks' yard, and when they kill a chicken, she sends me the head. Thinks I'm working, I'm laying up in bed, dreaming about it. Two other women. Down in the holler, sitting on a log, my hand on my gun and my eye on a hog. Pulled that trigger, and my gun went zip, and I grabbed that hog with all of my grip. I can't eat hog eyes, but I love chitlins. I'd chase Sally, Sally chase me. I'd chase Sally up a holler tree.
Raise the girl's knife.
Tree was slick and Sally slip.
Raise the girl's knife.
And I didn't get to kiss her but a darn little bit.
Raise the girl's
The Hootenanny Rock, Chiller. Let the Hootenanny rock.
Now you rock my soul and
folks, it's the Coleman brothers rolling out their spirituals in rhythm again. Tonight they tell me they're gonna sing a new version of an old, old spiritual. You may run on for a long time.
You may run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Let me tell you, God Almighty gonna cut you down. You may run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Let me tell you, God Almighty gonna cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Hey.
Go tell that midnight rider.
Hey.
Tell the gambler, rambler, backslider. Tell them, God Almighty gonna cut you down. You may run on for a long time. Run on for
lugging and dodging.
Run on for a long time. Let me tell you, God Almighty gonna cut you down.
Well, stop, God Almighty, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on my bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. When my God spoke, he spoke so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of the angel's feet. He placed one hand upon my head. Great God Almighty, let me tell you what he said.
Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Hey.
Go tell that midnight rider.
Hey.
Tell the gambler, the rambler, the backslider. Tell them God Almighty gonna cut you down. You may run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Let me tell you, God Almighty gonna cut you down.
You may throw a rock and hide your hand. Work in the dark against your fellow man. True as God made the day from night. What you do in the dark will be brought to light. You may run and hide, slip and slide, trying to take the moat from your neighbor's eye. True as God made the rich and poor, you got to reap just what you sow.
Go tell that a long-tongued liar.
Yeah.
Go tell that a midnight rider.
Hey.
Tell the gambler, the rambler, the backslider. Tell them God Almighty they're gonna cut you down. You may run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Let me tell you, God Almighty gonna cut you down.
Some people go to church just to signify, trying to make a date with the brothers or wives. One of these days, brother, sure as you're born, you better leave that little woman alone. You're gonna run up there, rap, rap on the door. That's all, brother, you'll rap no more.
Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Hey.
Go tell that a midnight rider.
Hey.
Tell the camel, the rammel, the backslider. Tell them God Almighty gonna cut you down. You may run on for a long time. Run on for a
a long time. Run on for a long time. Let me tell you, God Almighty gonna cut you down.
Run on,
run on for a long time.
Run on,
run on, run on for a long time. Let me tell you, God Almighty gonna cut you down.
Sister, run,
run on for a long time.
Run, run, sister,
run on for a long time.
Run on,
run on for a long time. Let me tell you, God Almighty gonna cut you down.
You folks beginning to see what a hootenanny is now? It's the 48 states on a musical jamboree, where we roll out the great big bright colored musical carpet of American folk music, the songs of, by, and for the people of this country. Hootenanny there is a song swapping fest between everybody and his neighbor and his little brother. I'll tell you what, we'll show you just how it works out with one song. We'll show you how the people put together, verse by verse, the great ballad of John Henry, the legendary steel-driving man. John Henry started as a lonesome work song.
John Henry was a little baby. He was sitting on his daddy's knee. He pointed his finger at a little piece of steel, said it's gonna be the death of poor me. Lord, Lord, it's gonna be the death of poor me. John Henry was working on the tunnel. Lord, Lord, they put him in the lead to drive. The rock was so tall and John Henry so small. He laid down his hammer and he cried, Lord, Lord.
He laid down his hammer and he cried.
John Henry had a little woman. Her name was Polly Ann. John Henry took sick and he had to go to bed. Polly Ann drove steel like a man, Lord. Polly Ann drove steel like a man.
Captain told John Henry, gonna bring my steel drill around. Gonna bring my steel drill out on the job. Whop that steel on down, Lord, Lord. Whop that steel on down. John Henry told his captain, man ain't nothing but a man. For I would let your steam drill beat me down. Die with this hammer in my hand, Lord, Lord. Die with this hammer in my hand. Well, I die with this hammer in my hand, Lord, Lord. Die with this hammer in my hand.
John Henry told his shaker,
yeah.
Says, shaker, why don't you sing?
Lord, Lord,
I'm throwing 12 pounds from my hips on down. Just listen to the cold steel ring.
Lord, Lord,
just listen to the cold steel ring. Captain told John Henry,
Lord,
I believe this mountain's sinking.
Yes, yes.
John Henry told his captain, Lord, ain't nothing but my hammer catching wind.
Lord, Lord,
ain't nothing but my hammer catching wind.
John Henry hammered on the mountain,
oh,
till his hammer was striking higher. But he worked so hard that he broke his forearm. He lay down his hammer and he died, Lord, Lord. Lay down his hammer and he died. John Henry had a little woman. The dress that she wore was red. I'm walking down the track and she never looked back. I'm going where my man fell dead, Lord, Lord. I'm going where my man fell dead.
John Henry had another woman. And the dress she wore was blue. And the very last words that I ever heard her say, John Henry, I've been good to you. Lord, John Henry, I've been good to you.
Who's gonna shoe your little feetsies? Who's gonna rub your hand? Who's gonna kiss your red ruby lips? Who's gonna be your man or mama? Who's gonna
said, at least I'm still driving.